Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 276. And we're going to start off with this update from Transworld coming to St. Louis. On Friday, March 8th, join us for Dusk Till Dawn, a Zombie Showdown Challenge, an interactive entertainment game. From 8 to 10 p.m. in the America Center Ballroom, prepare for the ultimate adrenaline-fueled rush with Dusk Till Dawn Zombie Showdown Challenge. As daylight dwindles, teams race against time, fortifying defenses amidst lurking danger of the undead onslaught. But as night descends, hold on to your wits as ravenous zombies emerge from the darkness. Will you be able to evade capture, safeguard your supplies, and navigate through the night? Will your team conquer the darkness, emerging victorious with the sunrise, or fall victim to the relentless horde? Brace yourself for a pulse-pounding test of strategy and teamwork, sponsored by Brushfire. Get more information at haashow.com. Speaking of Transworld, we have this from vendor Little Spider Creations. Transworld is getting closer and closer, and we have a fun surprise to announce. In honor of the greatest television show ever, The Munsters, turning 60 this year, we're teaming up with our near and dear friend, Butch Patrick. Butch will be at our booth this year for the entire show. Make sure to stop by and get spooky with us. Booth number 1103, March 7th through the 10th at the America Center in St. Louis. Learn more about Little Spider Creations at littlespidercreations.com. I guess it's not too early for this, but we have some hiring news from Darkside Haunted Estates in Middlesex, North Carolina. We are hiring for the 2024 haunt season. Our first meeting is on March 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. Come join our haunt crew and be part of one of the scariest haunted houses in North Carolina. Our season will run September 30th through November 4th. Have questions? Email logan.darksidehauntedestates@gmail.com or get a link to apply at darksidehauntedestates.com. Staying in North Carolina, we have this about a ghost hunt happening on board the battleship USS North Carolina in Wilmington, North Carolina. On Saturday, March 9th, step aboard with Haunted Rooms as you investigate the formidable battleship North Carolina. Widely regarded as the most haunted location in the state, we're delighted to be able to offer you the chance to investigate this historic battleship with us. Enticing paranormal fans from around the world, this ship is a real hotbed of paranormal activity that never ceases to amaze even the most hardened skeptics. Tickets are extremely limited, so get that information and book now at hauntedrooms.com. We have some more hiring news, this time from Haunted Hill View Manor in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Are you a night owl? Not afraid to walk through a haunted building in the dark? Love history and the paranormal? We have a job for you. We're looking for tour guides and volunteers for our former nursing home built way back in 1926. Come fill out an application. We want you at Haunted Hill View Manor. Get that information and apply now at hauntedhillviewmanor.com www.scream.com/employment-opportunities. We have this from Scream's Haunted Experience in Hoboken, Georgia. Experience the entire terrifying outdoor trail for Valentine's and St. Patrick's Day events this year. The trail will be fully decorated for both events. Our February dates, the 23rd and 24th, will be geared more towards Valentine's, and our March dates, the 22nd and 23rd, will of course be geared more towards St. Patrick's Day. Plan to come both weekends because the show will not be the same. Includes a special Valentine's is for Lovers museum tour, monster parade pre-show at the rope drop every night. Visit screamshaunt.com, that's screams with a Z, haunt.com, for more information. We have this update from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. Joining us this year will be Tom Matthews, with performances in Return of the Living Dead and Return of the Living Dead Part 2, Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives, Blood Match, Never Hike Alone, Friday the 13th The Game, and more. Join Tom and the rest of our guests for Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina, May 24th through the 26th. VIP passes are available while they last, and weekend passes are live now. Single day tickets will be coming soon. Visit CarolinaFearFest.com for more information. We have this update from Spookala coming to Tampa, Florida. We're excited to announce Adrian Barbeau will be joining us this April. Adrian has appeared in horror and science fiction films, including The Fog, Escape from New York, Creepshow, and Swamp Thing. She also provided the voice of Catwoman in the DC animated universe. Happening April 5th through the 7th at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa. Keep up with more updates at spookala.com. We have an update from Steel City Con coming to Monroeville, Pennsylvania. We have a new guest announcement. Steel City Con is excited to announce that Tom Savini is attending. April 12th through the 14th, Savini, a Pittsburgh native, is best known for his makeup and special effects work, which includes Dawn of the Dead, Friday the 13th, Creepshow, Day of the Dead, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and many, many more. Come see the Sultan of Splatter at Steel City Con. Buy your tickets today at steelcitycon.com. We have some more con news, this time an update from FrankenCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. We still have some openings for volunteers, also known as Igors, FrankenCon 2024, happening May 10th and the 11th. If you're interested, head over to FrankenConTN.com and fill out the form, because it's only 3 months away. We have an update from the Terror Tours based out of Texas. We are so excited to announce that Terror Tours is now a sponsor of Transworld's East Coast Haunters Convention. We're excited to join an awesome list of sponsors and haunts, and we'll be at the East Coast Haunters Convention on the trade show floor to talk to you about our tours in Pennsylvania, September 27th through the 29th. We'll announce our tour on April 26th live from the trade show floor. You can register now at eastcoasthauntersconvention.com, and you can also register to be a vendor or join us in sponsoring the show as well. This show fills a long empty space in the Northeast United States full of amazing haunters and haunts. Check out the tours at some iconic haunts and fun evening activities as well. Hotels are available, but they're filling up. We're so excited for this opportunity and want to thank Jen and Rich of Transworld for this partnership, which shows just how awesome this Halloween community is. Get more information about the Terror Tours at terrortours.rip. We have this news from the Fatal Fear Haunted Attraction in Austin, Texas. After careful consideration, we have decided to close for the 2024 season and move Fatal Fear Haunted House to a new, larger location. Operating out of our home in Steiner Ranch was great, and we loved scaring the neighborhood, but this location can no longer safely sustain our growth as our crowds are getting bigger and bigger each year, because our ideas are also getting bigger and bigger. Make sure you follow us and like us on social media to stay updated on information regarding our new location, and look for us on YouTube to watch some great videos as we create all new immersive environments. We'll have more to come, so thank you, Steiner Ranch, for the great start. We'll see you all soon. Keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Fatal Fear Haunted House. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Alan Troutman to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening March 15th through the 17th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Alan Troutman is best known for his role as the Tar Man in the Dan O'Bannon 80s zombie classic Return of the Living Dead and its sequel Return of the Living Dead 2. He's also worked on such films as Monkey Bone, Muppets from Space, and most recently The Jungle Book. Get tickets and more info at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Terror Vault in San Francisco, California. Terror Vault invites you to attend a recruitment seminar for Insight, a spiritual cult whose sole purpose is to open your eyes to true consciousness. The cult will help you see the horrors hiding within the darkness, but be warned, few survive the initiation. Have you booked your trip to the Insight Institute yet? Terror Vault revives its critically acclaimed immersive horror experience, The Initiation, for 4 nights only, and you don't want to miss it. Happening February 23rd and 24th, and March 1st and 2nd, tickets are available at terrorvault.com. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Media and press registration is now open for Midsummer Scream 2024. Sign up for press releases and further information about the event returning to the Long Beach Convention Center July 26th through the 28th. Important, this is only a registration form to help us know about you and indicate your interest in covering Midsummer Scream. This is not a formal application for media passes. This spring, we'll send a separate application to qualifying outlets and journalists who have completed the registration form. Find a link to register on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Midsummer Scream. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we count down less than a month to go before Transworld, we'd like to talk to some of the vendors and some of the people that will be appearing at the show. Many of them I will see at the show and talk to, but I do like to get a couple of them in beforehand because they're doing very special things. If you've listened to the show the last few years on our Transworld episode, we like to talk to Kirby Family Farm down in Williston, Florida, because usually at the show, they are giving away a hearse. And I don't mean just like a little scale model or anything like that. I'm talking about an actual, here are the keys, here's the title, get in the car and drive it home hearse. And once again, they're doing it It all benefits a really great cause. It benefits Kirby Family Farm down in Williston, Florida. Daryl Kirby of Kirby Family Farm we have on the line. Daryl, it is good to talk to you.
Hi there. How are you doing, Drew?
Oh, we're having a good time. Booth 2009 is going to be the hot place to be because you are once again giving away an actual hearse at Transworld. Not a joke. A real hearse. You know, we like to talk to you at the show, and usually, you know, by the time they hear it on the show, it's already over with. But you give away a hearse for somebody to have for whatever purposes they want to use it for, and you're starting to sell tickets to that giveaway on March 1st. We want to talk about the giveaway, but first we want to talk about the 501c3 Kirby Family Farm, what you do. You do an awful lot of great work for the kids in the community in and around the greater Florida area. Tell us a little bit about Kirby Family Farm, what you guys do, and of course, talk about your Halloween event, Scary Train.
All right. So Kirby Farms, you know, we are actually a 501c3 children's educational outreach center and registered museum, historic museum. You know, we found ourselves in a unique situation as our collection started growing. It revolves mainly around railroading. We have a full-scale operating insular railroad here on property. It's a 110-acre facility. The train ride is a little over a mile long. And then we also have spurs and things as well. We're home to the largest intact display in the world of the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus train. We have one of the rarest in our Glover steam locomotive, one of the rarest American steam locomotives in complete form in the world. And we've got several other locomotives and things that are just part of the collection. And we use those things just to invite, you know, kids out to learn about history and learn about different things. But we also, it really opens them up, you know, and because our true mission is working with at-risk kids, foster children, special needs, medically needy, typically any child that needs a hand staying on track or getting back on track. And that's kind of, you know, our little pun, I guess you will, with the trains.
I hear what you did there.
So, you know, we look for different events and things. You know, a lot of people say, well, what's Kirby Family Farm? Is it, you know, do y'all raise cows and things of that nature? Well, now we do some agricultural things out here. But typically the name Kirby Family Farm, initially, my wife and I are the founders of the charity. We had no intention of opening to the public. You know, well, we started working on this train. We found an abandoned train a couple miles from here and the little community that we live in. And we knew that was kind of our sign because my wife and I had always talked about opening up outreach, you know, for children. And I always said, well, wherever we put it, we've got to have a train going around it. You know, we've got to have a train. And it was a lot to do with my grandfather, my relationship with my maternal grandfather, because he was the individual in my life that gave me a chance. You know, so many kids, you know, and so many of us, even as adults, have childhood stories that are tragic. And, you know, some would say my story was tragic, but I don't see it as tragic because I had a grandpa. I see too many kids coming through even our facility that don't have that grandpa. You know, they don't have that other person that stepped in, you know, and so, you know, that's where the train idea came from, you know, in honor of dear old granddad who was an engineer on the railroad. So we started this thing and we wanted to just do outreach and have kids come out and, you know, just find ways we could help and enrich their lives and build their confidence and things. But we had a problem, you know. The business plan was poor because we had no structure for income coming in. So before we even got off our feet, we're like, how are we going to do this? And so I said, well, maybe instead of, you know, there's so many good charities with good missions, you know, that have to just resort to begging for donations for survival. And I'm like, you know, maybe we can, you know, invite people out to experience Kirby Family Farm and, you know, their ticket can be their donation, you know? And so that's what we did. We started with the Christmas train. The Christmas train, after a few years, took off and it just was a fantastic fundraiser and has continued to be for the organization. And so we started other events. And, you know, in a typical year, we host over 10,000 children out here. Wow. In our different outreach, you know, at no cost. You know, so, you know, the more we can bring in to offset those costs, the healthier we can be as an organization. Okay. So we started doing other events. And, you know, Halloween came along and we did something called the Lost Railroad, And it was kind of like our kind of a, I guess you could call it a hillbilly redneck version of Mickey's Not So Scary, because it was a nighttime event where, you know, typically in the independent industry, you have your daytime pumpkin festivals or your nighttime haunted attractions. Well, we went with a nighttime event that was not so scary. People didn't get the concept, you know, because they were expecting to be scared out of their wits, and it was really structured for silliness and, you know, young children. And so it was not successful. And so we, after a couple of years, we kind of put that to rest and went back to Wild West weekends and Christmas train focus. And so a year went by with nothing. And I constantly throughout, I had, you know, different volunteers, you know, just constantly saying, you really need to do something for Halloween. You need to do a haunted attraction. This would be so amazing. You know, you got to go scary. And that's what we kind of call it when we went scary. We created Scary Train. And, you know, we had the one rule that we came up with for Scary Train, that we would not be gory. So we didn't know if it was going to work, because how do you have a really intense, scary, make them wet their pants, make them pass out haunt without, you know, that major aspect? Well, we just felt like, you know, we couldn't, you know, that wasn't a good fit for us, because some of the kids that we work with, you know, are teenagers. And so we let them volunteer at the events and things. And I've had kids that came home to parental suicide. So they've seen scary. They've seen gore, the real deal. So just to protect the kids, we said, you know, I mean, I can go to a good haunted house and love it, you know, but for here, you know, what our mission stands for, we just didn't think that would be a healthy compromise. So I said, well, let's try it. You know, we're not going to go gory, but we're going to focus on gotchas and phobias, and we're going to go all out. I want to have the reputation for being nuts. And so that's what we did, and it's worked. You know, I mean, people come every year to see how big our tarantulas have gotten. You know, the year we had the live emu running around the trailer park, you know, one of our famous haunts that gets, you know, YouTubers and attention media wise from all over is the trailer park, you know, and it's you know, we have multiple haunts. It's kind of like a Halloween Horror Nights. You know, some of the designers one year came out and they came up and wanted to meet me and say hi. So I say designers from Halloween Horror Nights, and one of them coined the phrase better than I've ever been able to match. And when they were describing what they had witnessed out here, he said, it's kind of like Halloween Horror Nights redneck style on steroids or something, man. And I said, well, I'll take that as a compliment, because we do have the multiple houses or attractions. This past year, we had 7 attractions. We had Scary Train, the train ride. Then we had Clown Woods, which is a very traditional haunt. That haunt alone is about a 30-minute experience. But it's clowns, woods, chainsaws, everything you would expect, very typical. And, you know, then we had the most far-fetched compared to the Clown Woods was the trailer park. Very politically incorrect. Some of the scenes are loosely modeled after some of my childhood memories of some of the rough times in my life when I was living in the trailer park, you know. But we have a lot of fun with it. And then we had, so we see the Scary Train, you got the Clown Woods, you got the trailer park, we had Possum Holler, and then we had Alien Escape, and then we had Danowski's Dungeon, one of our mini haunts, and then the Hearse Hunt, which, was pretty exciting, because we had 3 dozen hearse that we put in a maze. So you would go through this maze, finding your way out, you know, with dead ends and things. And the object was to find your way through the maze before the zombies found you. And very simple concept, but man, was it a big hit. It was a super big hit.
Wow.
And what's neat about Scary Train is this year, Christmas Train's always been the big dog, always been the biggest, breadwinner, if you will, for the charity. And this year, Scary Train overtook Christmas Train. I was really amazed, because they just kept coming and coming and coming. And very, very thankful we got a corporate sponsor. And it, you know, looks like they're wanting to join us again this year. Can I mention their name?
Of course.
Can I do that?
Sure.
So Hungry Howie's Pizza.
Yes.
They did a corporate sponsorship, you know, for the 2023 season. And I think that helped us a lot, you know, as well. I mean, we're already doing great, but I think that boost, you know, their extra marketing that they did for us. And we're even talking about some cool ideas with them this year. But so scary. That's how Scary Train has gotten us. You know how we've developed Scary Train, and it got introduced to Trans World when we wanted to get new ideas and things, and one thing led to another. And the next thing you know, I'm talking to Rich and Jen about getting a booth, and you know, I said, "Can I bring me a hearse and raffle off a hearse?" Because I mean, we're not, you know, we're customers. we started learning how to make props and all, and different volunteers have done different things over time that have come and gone. You know, we've got some really cool stuff going on out here, but not, you know, we weren't ready to set up a for sale booth. And, but we do have the opportunity, you know, to offer things. And so we started with with the hearse, and we had, you know, we'll come up with different items and things, but our main thing at our booth the first year was the hearse and Barbies. We let kids, we call them hobbies. So it's the official hobby of Trans World, as we call it. And each year we'll take Barbies, we collect Barbies over the years, and then we have where we get together and we get the kids together, you know, teenagers, different ones. I think our youngest that's helped us is like 5 years old, all the way up into adult volunteers. And we creep out Barbies. We turn them into crazy clowns, zombies, any other morbid creature you can come up with.
Oh, God.
And we offer them at Trans World. And, you know, we like to get a picture with any of the people that pick out one. It's, we ask for a $20 donation per doll. And all that money goes, again, straight to the general fund of the charity. And so the kids really love it. So we have a group page. And when we take pictures of different people with their Barbies, they picked out their hobbies, they picked out, they love to see when one of theirs got picked by somebody. So we do the raffle for the hearse, and then we have the hobbies. And this year we'll be bringing some other cool stuff. And it's grown, our raffle's grown into where last couple of years we've had an immortal mask that gets raffled off. We've had Studio 1031 Concepts gives us a costume, you know, donates a costume for us to raffle off and all. So it's really turned into a happening booth.
And don't think I didn't catch the part about the hearse maze with 36 hearses. Holy cow. I mean, I know we talked before we went on the air that you haven't quite decided which hearse you might be bringing. I mean, for people who are, you know, who are interested in winning a hearse, my goodness, you've got a lot to choose from that you can do for the next 20 years, it sounds like, raffling off hearses and more. So, what are the two hearses that you might be bringing for people to buy tickets for and pique their interest?
So this year we have narrowed it down. So we currently have 47 coaches. You know, the industry refers to a hearse as a funeral coach. So we currently have 47 funeral coaches in inventory on site. Our oldest in our collection is a 1962 Pontiac.
Oh.
We do have, you know, three more in the field that are waiting to be picked up. And so we constantly have hearse coming in. But we have narrowed it down this year to it's like a deep aqua bluish, like it's a cool looking. It's a coach of a different color, I guess you could say. You know, hers is a different color.
Very Florida.
It's a Lincoln.
Sounding.
It's a Lincoln. It's got very low mileage. I think it's under 50,000. So we're kind of looking at that one. Or there's a midnight blue. I think it's a 94 to 96. So it's either 90. I think it's a 95, possibly 96. I like that model year and the Cadillac version because it's got the Corvette engine and transmission in it, the LS1. Both of them are really nice, you know, that we're looking at. So it's going to come down to one of those. It might, I just keep flip-flopping, so it might come down to a coin toss. But
Aquas would be such a Florida hearse color, I imagine. That's tremendous. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we always like to drive the hearse. You know, we tag it and insure it, and we don't trailer it to St. Louis. We drive the hearse from our facility here in Florida to the convention center and drive it right in to the booth. And we do that, you know, the main reason is because I want to, with full confidence, be able to tell people, hey, you know, the crews acted up or it did this. I mean, you know, these, you know, like we're talking about the coach that's what, 30 something years old, you know? And so I like to, with confidence, be able to, you know, say, hey, this is, you know, everything works on it, or, hey, this window's a little slow, or, you know, whatever, you know, and, because I can't guarantee if you get a raffle ticket and you're the lucky winner of this hearse and you're going to drive it home to Iowa from the show, I can't guarantee you it's going to make it to Iowa, but I can guarantee you it made it from Florida to St. Louis. So more than likely, you're going to be in just as good a shape as we were. And we've been very fortunate because we do look for, ones with, a good drivetrain. And the thing about a hearse is I don't think I've ever come across one that wasn't, regularly maintained,
right.
Serviced and taken care of very well. I mean, most of these cars, until we get them, have never been outside unless they were working.
Right.
They sit in a garage or at the very least a carport.
I remember.
So they're typically in good shape.
I remember talking to you last year when you were driving it up in February because the show was early and you were talking about the snow. But apparently the hearse did just fine, just creeping along the road at a few miles an hour with heavy snow and heavy traffic. But made it. It was roadworthy to get through that, so I assume it could make that trip to Iowa or Chicago or New Hampshire or Texas or wherever.
And if somebody wins and they're on site but unable to take it, we don't mind. We could drop it off if it's on our way. Between St. Louis and Florida, we're willing to drop it off, or if not, we can take it back to our facility here in Florida, and where somebody can arrange pick up later. In the last 2 years, it's been really fun because they were there on site and drove it. They drove it home from.
Oh wow!
Actually, was it two or three? I think the last 3 years. How many have we done? 4 or 5 years now at Trans World.
Something like that. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think. Yeah, but yeah, it's the first year we drove it back to Florida and they picked it up. And then, I don't know, I think each year since, it's left right there from the convention center, which is really fun. it's so much fun. And, we will get there, when we're coming in to set up, and other vendors will start coming because we only sell 350 tickets, so we want, the odds are really good. We only offer 350 tickets, and it's a donation. I say sell, that's actually improper terminology because you're donating the money, and as our way of saying thank you, we're giving you a chance for this raffle. So we ask for $50 for one, or three for $100. And then if the three for $100, I know we're gonna have t-shirts again and caps. So with the three for $100, you get either t-shirt or cap. And we also have other the other items that are different vendors donate to us to raffle off as well. Now, if you already have 5 hearse and you don't want another one, but you really like that Immortal mask, or you really like that Studio 1031's costume, or you really like that 12-foot skeleton, you can get a raffle ticket. We ask for a $10 donation for those. But if you do the 3 for $100, on the hearse, you automatically get an entry in all the other raffles as well. So it turns out to be, pretty good odds. You've got like a 1 in 100 or so chance of winning the hearse, and then you've got, a chance on everything else as well.
Yeah, almost 1%. That's not bad, considering, you could be, you could be selling 1,000 tickets, but no, 350 is great. And of course, where the money goes is so important. And of course, being a 501c3, it's a tax write-off, I'm assuming. Consult your local tax laws, folks. But, just the fact that you bring that hearse in and all of a sudden all the vendors are like, the hearse is here, the hearse is here. And they all start, it's like the Pied Piper, in a big parade. And they all come down to booth 2009 and it was like, here's my money, take it, enter me now.
It's fun. It's fun because when we started, we started coming to Transworld as a group, and the organization will pay for like the entry, but our volunteers, they pay for their own hotel and stuff. The charity covers their transportation there and back. We take one of our vans, and then their booth, not their booth, their entry in is the way we did it the first couple of years. When we started attending, and when we were able to start. When we decided to be a vendor and bring the hearse, and everything, that was very exciting to do, and the Barbies, now we've had some folks will come on Sunday and say, hey, I want to put these in my gift shop, and they'll buy 3 dozen Barbies, you know, and stuff. And you know, we've had Barbies go to Sweden and different places. Wow. It's really cool. But, you know, now, and, you know, we still get to, we rotate. If anybody wants to take classes or anything, we all have different booth times, you know. And so we've gone from, you know, I think we've been very frugal in the beginning, but gone from taking a little money away from the charity to get the education so, you know, we can have a better event. Well, now that's erased. Now we still get the education. We still get the experience. We still get the exposure to the new stuff. And, oh, by the way, we come home with money for the charity. So that's an awesome thing. You know, it's a win-win, and then at the end, a super win, you know, yes. Because we're still getting the knowledge. We're still getting, you know, seeing the new stuff, the new props, and then, you know, it's the Super Bowl of, you know, here we are just after the Super Bowl. So I guess that's before the analogy comes in, but it is obviously the Super Bowl of the haunt industry.
And you get to see your friends and see, you know, it's like a big family reunion. You don't see them, but once a year. And, you know, it's tremendous. You know, I love talking to you at the show, and I just see people coming up all the time and it's like, what's with the hearse? Oh, we're giving it away. What? You know, so it's a tremendous opportunity for somebody who, you know, A, hearses are not cheap, folks, but you can absolutely get one here for an amazing price. And of course, everything goes to such a good cause. And, you know, you're doing such tremendous work down there. For people wanting that information, you know, ticket sales go, or donations for tickets go on sale March 1st. I assume they only do that through the website, and then the rest of the tickets will probably go at Transworld. How can people get that information? They can find out more about the work that Kirby Family Farm does. Go in and find a link. Maybe you'll stick a picture of the hearse once you flip a coin and decide which one you're going to bring, so people can start, you know, rifling through their couch cushions for spare change so they can, you know, maybe buy 6 or 9 or 12 tickets and increase their chances. How can people get that information about Kirby Family Farms and the 2024 hearse giveaway at Transworld?
So Kirby, to get information on us in general, kirbyfarm.com is our main website. That's KirbyFarm.com. And then hearseraffle.com will take you directly to the hearse raffle. And I believe last year's hearse is still up there, because, you know, we try to leave it up so people can kind of see, you know, that it's, you know, it's a legitimate.
It's a real hearse.
It's a very legitimate thing. It's a real deal. We really have given away hearse. And I think between, you know, our raffle hearse, and then we give away a hearse each year to our volunteers, you know, that for our scary train. Anyone who serves every night, we're open to the public. We put their name into a drawing for a hearse. So, man, I think we've probably given away close to a dozen by now. So it's, and if you have questions, you know, we are a 501c3 charity. We're based out of the state of Florida. So, you know, the state of Florida has a really nice setup where you can go on the state website and look up charities. So, you know, they call it a charity check. And that way, it's a really quick way to vet the legitimacy of any charity that you may be interested in that's registered as in the state of Florida. So, you know, you can certainly do that on us as well, too.
Yeah. So we can find out how much administration costs you have to deal with versus, you know, picking out programs and working with the kids, and I'm assuming, you know, feeding and taking care of things and maintenance on the hearse you're going to give away and some other things. I you know, that's nice that people are able to see that. And, you know, your question, you know, you are legit as a 501c3, and we are very thankful for that. But once again, folks, go to hearseraffle.com for information on the hearse, or kirbyfarm.com for all the information about what they do, all the great work they do. Daryl, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I will see you at booth 2009 at Transworld in less than a month, but it'll be fun to hang out and chat a little bit, and hopefully you will sell out all the tickets very quickly and continue to do some amazing work down there in Florida.
I look forward to seeing you too, and I just can't wait to get there and See old friends that make new ones.
There you go. Once again, folks, KirbyFarm.com or HearseRaffle.com. Good luck, everybody who's entering. And once again, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.